Good morning. Thanks for calling. I mean, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And Tommy George joins us. He's, the founder of the National Black College Alumni Hall of Fame, Inc. And they are celebrating 30 years. How about that, Tommy? 30 years?
Yeah, you've been three doing this decades. For 30 years? When I put it that way, Goodness. It makes me think.
That is a minute. So tell us about the Alumni Hall of Fame, first of all.
Well, Twanda, a little over 30 years ago, it was really this whole movement by a lot of people of ill will who were questioning whether we still needed historical black colleges and universities.
Oh, wow.
And they were all saying, well, our students could go anywhere they wanted to go, which was a lie. It still mm-hmm. is one, because there are all kinds of artificial barriers that preclude them from gaining entrance to many of these universities in the country. But what we said then was that historical black colleges and universities have been the centerpiece of higher education for the African-American community. But moreover, it has always opened its doors to any students that wanted to attend. And so what we said was, let's quit defending and let's go on the offense. Mm-hmm. And so what we did 30 years ago was we created the National Black College Alumni Hall of Fame Foundation to promote all of the great things that HBCUs were doing, to highlight their graduates. I mean, people don't realize that over 65% of all of African-American doctors come from either Howard, Meharry,
wow.
From Morehouse School of Medicine, and Charles Drew. When you get to engineers, that's North Carolina A&T, Howard University, and Southern University. And then when you get to lawyers, you got North Carolina Central, Howard University, Southern Universities, law schools, and FAMU's law school. So what we said, let's highlight all these great people, because most folks didn't even know they were graduates of HBCUs. And then the other thing was to highlight our students and make the case. Students should have an opportunity to have a choice. And HBCUs were the only institutions 50 years ago or so that we could only attend. And so why would we discard them now? And so the Hall of Fame was birthed 30 years ago, and we continue to push for support for them.
Absolutely. A lot of us didn't go to HBCUs, but we still know the importance of it.
Oh, yeah.
So you have this weekend that is just filled with activities and networking and all kinds of things. So the Hall of Fame weekend this time starts on Wednesday, the 23rd, and ends on September 27th. So it's almost going a week now.
Yeah, right. It is one. And this year, Will Packer's our weekend chair. He was a Hall of Fame inductee last year. Many mm-hmm. people may know Will from, of course, now Straight Outta Compton, is killing them, and Think
yeah.
Like a Man,
yeah.
and Ride Along. And so many great movies he's produced. A young brother who's done a tremendous job, but has stayed committed. He's a Florida A&M University graduate. He's chairing the weekend, but we have some phenomenal graduates that we're bringing in. But we start with the queens of the historical black colleges and universities. They arrive on Wednesday. On Thursday, they're out in the community through our Positive Images program, and they'll be all around in the different high schools and middle schools talking to students,
yeah.
the kings from the campuses, the Hall of Fame inductees, and all will be out in the systems, and we have preliminaries. And then Friday at noon, we will have the alumni luncheon, where we will basically look at, highlight, and provide awards to those alumni associations who are doing exceptional jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday night's the signature event. That's the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And this year, we continue to move. We have the Jones brothers from Albany State. All six brothers came from Arkansas, went to Albany State. All six got drafted into the NBA.
Wow.
And then you look at Will Downing, who, of course, Virginia Union graduate, and Dennis Howard, who is the first African-American $2 billion company owner from North Carolina A&T, and then David Dinkins, the mayor of New York,
yes.
and Elizabeth Omalama. Mm-hmm. We can go on and on
mm-hmm.
with Reverend Otis Moss and Regina Benjamin, former Surgeon General. All of them will be part of the induction into the Hall of Fame on Friday. And we've got a phenomenal, program plan. Najee's flying in. Najee will be performing. We have students performing. And then Saturday morning, we have workshops and seminars. We have this program called Call the Womanhood, and Judge Glenda Hatchett is hosting that with Penny Brown Reynolds and several others. And then Call the Manhood that Friday morning. And then Saturday, we have the Andrew Young Emerging Leaders Institute. We have the Hip Hop Mini Summit. And then Saturday night, the annual competition of Black College Queens, which is phenomenal. These young ladies show their talent. And we've never, out of the 28 years that since we established that, we don't judge our beautiful women by swimsuits. It's from their intellectual capacity and their talent and poise. And so it's a phenomenal weekend. And we invite folks to come on in, help us celebrate these great institutions. But more importantly, we want you to invest. Send your students and send your family members. All of my children have attended historical Black colleges and universities. I'm a graduate of Beaufort Valley State University and Clark Atlanta University. But you made the point. Doesn't matter whether you graduated from one of these institutions or not. There are institutions, and there are only 104 left.
And we know a lot of them are struggling.
They are. Yeah. And it's because one part of that is that we've never, as African-Americans first, we have really invested and reinvested in them. They have never been fully funded, but they've done a phenomenal job. And so it's like the national treasures that we have. It's like we have all of these great institutions that we should have invested money to help build them. And just think about it. When Mary McLeod Bethune started Bethune-Cookman, she only had $10.
Exactly.
And you look at the fact that African-Americans are making thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars that have come from these institutions, and we aren't giving back. We've got to be there. We got to stand up for them. And they're still doing a phenomenal job. They're still educating the majority of our students. Many of our students go to the huge universities, but they don't graduate.
Right.
And so what we're saying is, don't discard our treasures. Let's preserve our treasures. And still, you can send your students anywhere they want and be proud that you sent them anywhere. But HBCUs are the only institutions that take students where they are, move them to where they should have been coming out of high school in terms of building them up, they're building their academic performance up, then moving them on to be productive citizens. You won't find institutions that will accept students who may have had average performance because they were late bloomers, like Ambassador Andrew Young says. He just started late, but look at where he is now.
Absolutely.
And so we have to support them, because sometimes our students need to get that little extra push, and then they perform, and that's the important thing.
And to have that done by people who really understand them.
That's exactly true, and to be in an environment where you can compete.
Exactly.
And you can feel at home. And they tell you the truth. I mean, I used to have professors at Fort Valley. I was a student government professor. They tell me, I don't care what you are. You're going to perform in this classroom. And they prepared me to go out into a broader world. It's a tough world. It's even tougher now than what it was when I came out 43 years ago from Fort Valley. But it's one where they prepare you for the universal part of life. They're not just academically.
Right.
They prepare you for the real world that you're going to venture into, prepare you to compete, and for you to understand that you never get down. Just understand that if you're going to go ahead, you got to stay focused and give out before you give up.
That's right. That's right. Phenomenal. And phenomenal what you guys are doing, the 30th Anniversary Alumni Hall of Fame weekend. Now tell everybody where it's going to be held, how they can get tickets, how they can be involved.
It's going to be held this year at the Hyatt Regency Hotel Atlanta, 265 Peachtree Street, Northwest. If individuals want to purchase tickets, we have several forums and seminars that we're not charging because we think is important for access. Go to www.nbcahof.org. That's the National Black College Alumni Hall of Fame. And just go online. You can find out how you can get tickets. You can find out about our schedule. But nbcahof.org. We welcome folks to come in to participate, get involved, and more importantly, we hope we inspire everybody to go back, roll up their sleeves, because if we lose these institutions, that's it. We will not get more HBCUs, and then our access to higher education is going to be limited even more, because those students who, again, may be the late bloomers, won't get that opportunity because the doors will be closed.
All right. All right. All right, now, 30th Anniversary Alumni Hall of Fame Weekend, Wednesday, September 23rd through Sunday, September 27th. Go to nbcahof.com for more information. Tommy Deutsch, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate you, and keep on telling the truth out there.